On today's Tech Help for Churches, is your Twitter account spam, bacon, or steak? Hi, everyone, and welcome again to Tech Help for Churches. This is the show that tells you all about using the internet, social media, the web, new media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Leave your questions or comments under the video here or on YouTube. Well, wherever here is, if there is a comment box, just leave that there. That's perfectly okay with me. And or you can drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. One thing that I've noticed when it comes to Twitter accounts is there really tends to be three types. Now, later on, we'll talk about other kinds in a future episode. But right now, let's think of Twitter accounts as threefold. One is spam accounts, another is bacon accounts, and the third is steak accounts. So, spam accounts are all about the sender. The only thing that they care about is making money, separating you from your money, doing everything possible to do that, and they really don't care what they promote as long as it accomplishes that goal. So Viagra, porn, belly fat ads, they don't care. And who do they target? Everyone. Every single last person. They don't care. Their theory is the more the merrier, and since it doesn't cost them anything, they target everyone. So you'll see these kinds of accounts a lot of times. They will follow a bunch of people and then unfollow the people that don't follow them back. And they may not actually have any content at first. These kinds of accounts are kind of farmed. They're created, and then people buy them, trade them, do what have you. And then they use them to get the word out about stuff that will cause them to make a lot of money very quickly. And really, it's very annoying. It's basically the same thing as spam email, and it's really not what you want. Second type of account is what I call the bacon account. Now, a bacon account is usually run by a small business person. This person knows something about using social media, but they don't necessarily know how to target the people that they interact with. So, for example, in the book Tweeting Church that I wrote a couple of years ago, I give the example of Bob NV Real Estate. That's NV, the letters N and V for Nevada. So Bob Nevada Real Estate doesn't know how to attract the correct followers that would be interested in Nevada Real Estate. So he just goes for everybody. He cares about his business. He cares about the people that follow him. He's just not good at targeting. Also, he provides some useful content, but mostly it's what Gary Vaynerchuk would call right hook, right hook, right hook, jab. So he provides a lot of advertisement and a little useful content. So you can kind of cut this person some slack because they really don't know what they're doing, and they're trying to reach the most people that they can. They're just not doing it very well. I've seen this more than once. I've gotten, hey, join our fitness club. And I thought, oh, well, I hope that's somewhere near me, only to find out that it's 1,000 miles away. Not really helpful. You really need to be targeting local people. In a local business, like a fitness club, local people are who you want to target. I can't really join your fitness club from 1,000 miles away unless I'm often in that area, but that is so few people that it's really not worth targeting the 0.1% of people that frequently travel 1,000 miles and may on occasion need to visit a fitness club there. So you see how you really need to be careful with that. But if you're a business or if you're a church where you have a way to interact with people in a more local sense, even if they're farther away, then that's different. So let me give you an example. My church does a live streaming campus, and I've chosen that word quite precisely, campus, because it's more than just throwing up the live stream of our church. We have a campus, we have a host, we have people that interact. It's a campus. So we have this live streaming campus. So we interact, that's the key word, we interact with people from all over the world. That's fine. But if you don't have a live stream, if you barely have a website, if there's no way for people to interact with you whatsoever except on social media, maybe you shouldn't target them. Unless you can somehow provide value that is helpful to them in their local area. So maybe you could provide tips and hints that might get them curious about Christianity. That might be fine. But don't be sending stuff, hey, come to our picnic on Sunday. Yes, I'm in Alaska. Thank you very much. Your church in Wyoming, not going to go there for a potluck on Sunday. Just not. So anytime like that. By the way, I'm in Kentucky, not Alaska. That was just an example. But you can see how you can really easily make the mistake of targeting the wrong people and being somewhat helpful, not being just about yourself, but being somewhat helpful, but not really as helpful as you could be. So really what you want to be is you want to be a stake account, top notch, something that people want to follow. And how do you do that? Value. Provide value. What can you give the people? How can you do unto others, to use a biblical phrase? How can you treat them as if you would want them to treat you? So provide all the value you can. So what does that mean for a church? Well, if you've got a children's program, maybe it's parenting tips. If you've got a student program, a youth program, maybe it's how to deal with tough teenagers. Maybe it is providing hints on fun things to do for the family. Maybe it's providing a daily devotional that you can get online or a verse of the day. I don't know what it is, but something where you're not asking for people to give to you, you're giving to them. So give first. Remember, this is a very biblical model. Think about John 3:16. God so loved that he, what? Gave. God gives first, and then we respond. So if we were to give first, I think that you'll find that there's a lot of things that you can accomplish. There's an artist that goes to my church that I was talking about this to him. He's a more traditional artist, mixed media, oils, things like that. And I was telling him about this, and then last Friday, he stopped me and he said, thank you so much, because that one piece of information that you gave me which was to give, is really helping me. It's really helping me connect with the people that are the fans of my work. They just feel like I love them, and I do. They just now feel like it. And that's the kind of account you want. You want an account that makes people loved, that when they see a tweet from you, they don't scroll past it. They think, oh, great, a link to a helpful resource, or they're giving me something again. I can't believe how great this account is. So it could, by the way, be something other than like a free download or a bit of information. It can be something funny, maybe a funny quip. So it can be something not only educational, but it could also be something entertained. If it's entertained, then that's something that you really can connect with people on. So a free gift, something entertaining, something educational. Just how can you reach people? How can you give them first and then occasionally ask in return? So you'll notice if you've been to the Paul Allen Cliff website, or the Paul Allen Cliff Twitter profile, rather, that what I do is I'm always talking about this free content that I have. Now, I've written some books. In fact, I've written 4 books. But I don't plug those every single day like crazy. I mention them in passing on occasion. More than once, I've mentioned a book and then I've seen sales spike. So it's something that when people feel gratitude, think of the law of reciprocity. When you give to someone, sometimes they want to give back. And they may not necessarily even care how it is to give back. They just want to. So if you mention, hey, I'm giving you all this free content, and occasionally you mention, by the way, don't forget we have church services on Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m. Check it out, either online or in person. I bet you get some uptake. I bet people start to interact with you. So those are just some ideas of how you can interact with people, how you can go from being a spammer, me, to bacon, me, you, to steak, you, me. Let me give to you a bunch, and occasionally I'll ask. Think of this kind of in light of the old saying, you can have anything you want as long as you help enough people get everything that they want. I think it's absolutely true. If you're helpful first, then people will respond to that. And that is how you take it all to the next level and how you can go out and change eternity. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share this content. If you have a comment, comment below the video. If you're watching the video either on trinitydigitalmedia.com or on YouTube, either way is fine. If you haven't subscribed yet, I don't know why, because it's free. And as a friend of mine says, if it's free, it's for me. So this is my gift to you, a free subscription where you can get this show delivered every week, or you could even subscribe to all the shows. I do 5 a week. Every day at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on churchtechcast.com, and they're available later for download with your favorite podcasting client or on YouTube. So until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.